Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me start with the way I ended last year. Let's do it again. Bobby.
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 Bobby. Thank you.
So he's doing it to Deo.
The thank
Deo.
You.
Deo. That's what he's, right?
He's trying to do it, but with Bobby.
That's Barkov.
Yeah.
Trying to get the fans to chant Bobby for Bobrovsky.
The thank you at the end is really what, it's like he's a stand-up comic.
When I think of the all-time...
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
The all-time parade champ chant. It's, for me, Belichick shouting, no days off.
And didn't, like, no one jump in?
Yeah, and he did it, like, 10 times at a parade where everybody is not at work. We're all here.
That's
and
funny.
He's chanting, no days off.
Yeah.
And it was a lot.
Well, by far the worst ever is, do you remember Brett Hull at the 2019 Blues Parade?
I do not.
He wasn't even on that team, by the way, obviously.
Right, he just played for the Blues at one point. So
he was just hanging out,
you know,
and
it's
they let Brett Hull on the stage, and he chanted something that made, like, no sense at all.
There is nothing more they have to do. So... instead of saying, let's go Blues, we're going to say, we went Blues.
We went Blues?
We went Blues. Instead of let's go Blues, we went Blues. And then nobody knew what he was talking about. So, like, everyone in the crowd was like, oh, we went Blues. Like, they kind of cheered him on, but not really.
Yeah, it's tough.
I think Brett Hull was probably wrecked for that also.
That's a tough scene.
Yeah.
We went Blues.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Let's go Blues.
We don't have
they
to go
already
anymore.
Go. They already went.
Congratulations on having gone Blues.
Would that be like, you know, Hull at the Blues parade? I don't know if this happens at other parades. Where, like, the former players will kind of take part. Wouldn't you fully expect that would happen here, though? Like, Brett Hull gets up on a stage for the Blues parade. He hadn't played there in 25 years. If the Bills were to win the Super Bowl this year, like, Thurman's getting up in front of that microphone at some point, right? Like, Andre Reed is getting up in front of that microphone, right?
Yes.
Because I don't know if that happens with all these teams. Like, the Panthers don't have Olli Jokinen getting up on the stage, do they?
Luongo, maybe.
Ooh, okay, all right. That might be right. Because actually, I feel like I have seen him hang around there.
Yeah, your alumni get to come back.
Okay.
Do you want to do the thing where we decide if a Bills player is allowed to be at the parade? It's a Wednesday.
Well, there's being at the parade, and then there's speaking at the parade like Hull did.
Okay, like Kyle Williams. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Who gets what former Bill gets to speak at the Super Bowl parade?
Okay.
I mean, I've got time for this. Kyle Williams is a yes.
Kyle Williams, a yes. Thurman is a yes.
Okay.
Andre Reed's a yes. Kelly's a yes.
Vontae Davis.
Well, he passed away.
Okay. Oh, that's true. I forgot. I was just going for the guy that retired.
No,
I forgot
right.
that he passed away.
Yeah, he passed away.
All right,
you were going for
it. I rescind that. In that case, we'll go with Anquan Boldin.
Nah, that's a no. It's a no dog. He's not allowed. Actually, he can't even go to the parade.
LeSean McCoy.
he can attend, but he's not. No, he's not. I don't have time for LeSean McCoy to speak at the parade.
I mean, McCoy, I feel like McCoy, even though he didn't play here that long, and he might be an Eagle first.
Uh-huh.
The landscape of talking Josh Allen, he's pumping the Bills all the time.
That's right, but like,
I feel like McCoy became more of a Bill after leaving.
But there's a lot of good running backs this team has had. They can't all speak. Can Fred? Fred Jackson?
Yes, Fred Jackson, yes.
C.J. Spiller. You got to draw the line somewhere. These guys can't talk.
I don't know about drawing the line. Do you know how long, do you know how long this parade is going to be? When they ultimately win this thing? The
like
parade is going to last
3 hours?
3 weeks. We are not. This parade is. We're going to. They're going
to be the first team ever to have a multi-day parade.
This show is going to go on a float, and the station will broadcast 24 hours as it continues to drive around the city for 3 weeks.
Only stopping when we have to get gas during commercial breaks.
Channel Pat Hammer's doing the weather from a float on the parade. The whole city moves into the parade. The parade becomes its own moving city.
Uh-huh.
That's what happens when the Bills ultimately win.
Like, does Lee Evans get – how many of these – you can't have all the drought guys come back.
Takeo Spikes.
I loved Takeo Spikes. He was my favorite player at one point, but I think I have to be a no.
Jordan Poyer.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Fitz.
Yes.
Easily, right?
Yeah.
He's actually, he might have to be number one. There is whether you've earned the right to speak and how good you're going to be at it, right?
Yep.
Fitz is going to be amazing at it on top of, you know.
Maybe.
He's more, you know, he's earned it maybe more even post-Bills career than before.
Maybe the right selection process is go back to all the legends of the game and pick just from that pool.
Sure.
Drew Bledsoe.
He might have. Yeah, I don't know if I could trust Bledsoe up there. He might be the funniest. Like, there's the most potential for fireworks.
Right.
Like, T.O. doesn't get to go up there, right?
How many teams can Brett Hull do that for if he wants to? Apparently the Blues, the Stars.
Well, definitely the Stars. I mean, he won there.
Arizona. Now Utah. If Utah wins.
Asterisk.
If Utah wins a cup, is Brett Hull going there?
No, that's ridiculous.
Okay, all right.
Calgary? He only played 65 games for them, though. What about Detroit? He played 3 seasons for Detroit.
Yeah. He played a lot of years for the Blues.
Man, he played a long time. He played in 05-06? Well, he played 5 games in 05-06, I guess.
803-0550 is our number. Recapping the Sabres press conference from yesterday, one thing I teased, and we'll get to a call here in 1 second. I was thinking about, you know, we know it's not linear, but go back 1 year. 1 year ago, Kevin Adams fired Don Granato. And said, I know what this team needs. He was very bullish about it. Like another moment where Adams is this almost defiant, I know what's right.
Mm-hmm.
And then he hired Lindy.
Mm-hmm.
And if Lindy were almost anyone else, wouldn't we say the move was the wrong move? They did not get better. Don Granato's 2 years as coach of the Sabres are their two high points during the drought.
Right.
He has their two highest, like the best results are Granato.
Yeah.
Two of them. Which
one,
is kind
one of them. One of them by far, basically.
91 right? points and then 84 points.
Yeah.
And then they fired that coach. I'm reminded of when they fired Bielsma. Bielsma, the expectation that year was to get 95 points. Bielsma set it on the record, like at NHL.com. Like, we think we could be a 95-point team.
Mm-hmm.
They finished in the 80s. They fired everybody. It becomes Bottrell and Housley, and they go the wrong direction.
Quickly, too.
Right. They fired Bielsma.
There was the 10-game win streak, and then it was
sure.
It was down
but they fired Bielsma and Murray because this isn't good enough.
Right.
And that was reasonably good. I mean, no, I shouldn't say that. It was... I think they might have had 78 points after an 81-point season. But 2 years out of a full-on tank.
They hadn't finished last.
That's right. They were not finishing last. They
which
fired
is the standard.
They fired Bielsma and Murray on a season where they thought they'd get to the 90s. This isn't good enough. You're gone. Bottrell comes in. And then, to me, that's like where the cratering begins.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still trying to get out of it. And Granato was the closest they got to getting out of it. And now,
mm-hmm.
you know, Lindy got the job and... You could say a number of things. It's the 13-game losing streak. It's the fact that they don't get saves. I think they need saves. And they can continue to be undone by their goaltending while the GM says, I have all the confidence in the world in a guy that had a bad season, and has had like one good 50-game stretch, and a guy that's in the AHL.
Right.
All the confidence in the world. You didn't have the confidence in them in April. That was James Reimer's job.
Right.
2 years ago, you didn't have the confidence. How many years back is Craig Anderson? This team finds its way to waiver goalies, bailing them out down the stretch. Levi is a little bit of this too. Mm-hmm. Levi was, sign him. We need him right now.
He played there. Did he not play the seven most important games of the entire playoff drought?
It might be.
Off of, like, he was in his dorm room the week before.
Yeah.
And he just, he graduates basically, or probably did in the summer. He leaves school and it's immediately,
playoff
hey,
race.
You need to play the most important games that we have played in 15 years.
Right, they've been so unprepared in goal, and so, I mean, there it is again yesterday.
Well, how
all
much of
the
that,
confidence in the world?
How much of that is they believed Levi was going to be different? They bet on it. They bet on.
Would you still make that bet?
That he'll be not that he'll be different. I mean, that's already. Like,
right,
ship
right.
sailed on that.
That he would be the rare guy that can jump right to the pros because nobody ever does
right.
that.
Like, he could still be really good, but there was a lot of sample that these guys at this age just don't show up and produce for you. It's like John Gibson was the list of guys over like a decade that had done it.
He's available. And, you want him?
More than maybe the guys that are here, yeah. But that was a long shot. As good as he was, you needed him to be like historically good for his age to be worthy of giving him the number one job, and they just handed it to him. And they built the whole roster around the fact that he was going to do it. So that's the goalie part of it. The coach part of it, I mean, I'll go back even to before they fired Granato, because was it the wrong move to hire Lindy? Like, at that point, it's you're going for an experienced coach. Like, I'm not going to blast them for wanting that. If they had hired Craig Berube instead of Lindy Ruff and they had landed on that, I don't know. Like, I would feel
that's
like
right, that's right.
You're trying to do something here.
Right.
You're trying to be relevant. You're trying to get a certain type of coach that I'm not going to blast you for.
Put it this way. If it had just been Seth Appert gets the job instead
then
of Lindy,
that's very different.
People would
to
be
me.
Saying, why did you do this?
That's
it,
very
it,
different.
It got worse.
I agree with that.
But Lindy is kind of there to, you know, insulate that as a guy that has won before.
Yeah, but I'll backtrack even still to after their best season of the drought by far, their verdict was we can't win this way.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And even though Granato was still the coach, maybe it was from him, maybe it was from above him, of, we can't play that way anymore. You know, we can't play run and gun up and down the ice trying to outscore teams. We missed the playoffs by 1 point, but no, we need to play this way to get over the hump. And then what happened? It's gone down since then. It still blows my mind. They haven't even, by the way, truly, I mean, maybe last year you could say that they started to revert back to, you know, let's play a little bit more aggressive and loose and try to score, or you could just say they're bad defensively. But it still blows my mind that their verdict at the end of their best season of the drought was, oh, no, you can't win that way. It's crazy.
Yeah.
They were so close. They were almost better than the Panthers by a point,
and they
by a Hudson-fashioned leg.
And they added a bottom pair defenseman and a fourth liner.
And changed their style dramatically overnight. And it hasn't worked since. So, and that's part of Granato. Like, that's why I have trouble even blaming Granato for points of that final season that he is the coach, because I don't know that they were, that's not When I think of Granado hockey, what do you think of? It's
wide open.
Wide open. Feel rush. Like don't be afraid to make mistakes and getting players to play their best.
Yeah, offensively. They scored on the rush all the time. Yeah.
And all of that has been gone for, well, it was at least gone for a year and a half. Like last year it really did start coming back, right?
Yeah, they scored a bunch last year. Yep. Jerry in Pennsylvania. Hey Jerry, good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, so I guess I've got two things, one of which I kind of thought about on the line. The first is, it feels to me like the Sabres are pretty close. Like if you woke up this morning to a very doable Marco Rossi trade, doesn't the conversation seem a little bit more optimistic about them? Like they're pretty close to fielding a playoff roster. And the second thing is, I think like when they say we're taking lessons from the Bills, I think that really hurts them because the Bills, you can draft a first-round player and have him be in the league the next year, and it's the whole, like, draft, develop, re-sign. But, like, with a hockey team, you kind of need to bring in the vets. I mean, you've got people that have been sitting in the minors for, you know, draft plus 3 years doing nothing for your team. Anyways, thank you, guys. Yeah. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Jerry. I wonder how much taking lessons from the Bills is just an effort to – stand next to the very good-looking organization. Mm-hmm. We are one and the same. Like, all right, and the Bills got it right, so we'll get it right by learning from them. I wonder how much of that is just, you know, like marketing.
It's a show.
Yeah.
It seems like a show, right? I don't know.
But it's funny, like, that's part of what's crazy about this 14-year drought is how many times have they been not that far away? Like, a couple players? The right, at least three of the years, saves would have done it. Just saves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a spot that's been rough. I mean, since Ullmark left, it's a rotating cast of characters, whether it's your Eric Comrie's, your Carter Hutton. They don't spend a lot at goaltender. They finally got a glimpse of one guy that was consistent. They gave him 5 for 25 right away. Quick. Bang. Mm-hmm. UPL. That's our guy for this amount of money. And Levi is... I don't know. I feel like Levi's a coin toss for me. I have no idea if it's going to work out. He's obviously incredible in the AHL, and you'd like to believe the profile is going to come up here and be a difference maker. That's when I really got excited about them. You know, that run they make last year, or that year where they just missed the playoffs, it was they can score. And what if they got, it's kind of like the Bills conversation, like a real difference maker, a player that rates.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they love to talk about tough to play against, and fourth line's important, and this and that. But, like, who wins in the league? Great players. The great players win. And the Sabres have a couple, but they need more. I mean, this isn't exactly breaking news. They need more good players. And
they need, to your point, the saves. Like, if you don't have enough great players,
you need saves.
You can get in with saves.
Yeah.
That happens every year in the league where a team makes the playoffs, and everyone will show up in April to, like, let's preview the playoffs. This team, they had 98 points, but okay, we just know that was a hot goalie season, right? Like, the team's actually not that. That happens every year in the league. But on this team, it's amazing that they've really never had one of the two. They've never had enough of the great players without the goaltending, or they've never had the goaltending to run it all the way through. So, you know, what feels like the more likely path for them to break the drought? Because I think it's the latter. They have to try for it. But they've got Tage, and they've got Dahlin, and they've got, you know, for now they have Paterka. They have Tuck. Like, they have some good players, and then they have a couple of great players. But I don't think they have enough great players for that to be the driving success for them. Like, I would bet you right now, the more likely way this drought ends is one of their, like, a goalie's going to have a hot season. Because that's typically how it goes. But the odds that it would be one of these two, I think I could totally see it being Levi, but I just don't know if that's going to be 4 years from now or not. And who's got time for that? I got to wait 3-4 years for the kid to do it? That's the thing where I'd like to see them separate that mentality from goalie. Because the patience and we believe in Samuelson. We believe in these guys taking steps up for us. They have deviated from that a little bit up front, right? They trade for McLeod. They mm-hmm. sign Zucker. Like, there's been a little bit of a shift towards, no, we need guys that can produce right now and can be good for us right now. There has never been a single action that points to that at goaltender, though. Not once. That would be this year saying, I know we paid Luukkonen, but screw it. I need to go get a goalie that's going to help me right now. Right, I don't care about my
commitment.
Here's
Jake Allen, 2 years, $5 million.
Sure.
Total.
Right.
Per. Like he was under four last year. He probably gets a raise. He's older. Here's 3 years, $5 million. Who cares? We got to make it.
Yeah.
We got to put somebody out there that we can maybe trust if that's – I mean, he's the best guy in
and
free agency.
The most optimistic way I could take it is, why does he talk the way he does about Luukkonen and Levi yesterday? Because if they don't end up with that guy, then they don't want to look like they failed, right?
Yep.
The negative part of it is, well, they just won't even try for a guy. They truly do believe, no, we're good. UPL and Levi. That's going to work.
I want to leave space for, and maybe I'm a sucker for – yeah, I don't think we have any needs. Like, Bean's going to say that going into a draft, and then they draft exactly what we think. You know, well, we love this group. We love this group. And then you're going to draft somebody. So I want to leave space for that where, oh, I'm very confident in these goaltenders if this is who we go into the season with. And then maybe they spend the next month trying to find somebody. And then
that's what I mean. Yeah.
Right. And if it doesn't work out, like, all right, well, I said I was good, and I'm going to be good. But they should be, you know, looking for somebody. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Who's in tomorrow for me during 100 holes? I'll call.
Sal will be in.
Sal will be in, all right.
And we'll give you a few calls, but Sal will be in tomorrow.
I was driving in this morning thinking I'll already be on the golf course tomorrow to play my 100.
You would have already been out there for... Oh, well, driving in, you would have said.
Driving in, yeah.
Say, at this point, you've been out there for 3 hours.
Yeah, by this point, I'm probably a good, like, 25 holes in. So.
What's tomorrow look like? Hot?
Supposed to be okay. Pop-up showers here and there. Nothing bad.
All right.
Might be a
high of 80.
Yeah. Be fine.
Yeah, you can manage with that.
I'm a grizzled veteran at this point.
And you don't really count your score, right? You just count birdies?
No, you count your score. It's just you don't, you know.
You're not stock in it.
You're not marking and reading putts
right,
too
yeah.
hard and like, oh, Your Honor, hold on, let me mark and walk around the other. No, you're not going to do that.
No practice swings?
Really, no.
One maybe,
yeah.
No,
if that, it is a little bit of a mind game because every year on the 100 holes I play pretty well, and I think it's because I don't think about anything. I just go up and like hit the ball.
Is it that you play pretty well though, or you hit so many shots that
you remember the good ones?
That there are going to be, you know, what's the right number here? How many really good shots are there going to be for you over 100 holes? They're going to be. 150.
It was going to be about 500 shots.
500
roughly,
shots.
Like figure bogey golf.
All right, so you think there's going to be 200 really good shots?
Yeah.
Okay.
And 200.
That's a lot of really good shots for one day.
And
that
200,
you might,
meh. And 100 missed putts from inside 6 feet.
Because I think you're going to feel good. That's what's really happening. Because we all do that, don't we? That we think more about the good. I played a round last week where I topped the ball on the front nine like I hadn't played golf in 10 years. And then I played really well in the back. And I felt good at the end of the day.
What if in the other order it happened? You'd be really upset. You play great
yeah,
on the
right.
front.
Okay, you're right.
And then fall apart on the back. You think about what might have been.
Mm-hmm.
If you play bad on the front and good on the back, you think, oh, I really saved
yeah, right.
it.
Yeah.
I really turned it around. All I needed was another 18.
See, all that is just, in life, no one really cares what you do in the first quarter. It's all about the fourth quarter.
That's right.
Yeah.
803-0550, Jeremy and Joe. Give us a ring if you want. We're hanging out on this sunny Wednesday here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.